Today's episode of the Mountain Matchups podcast is brought to you by JW Sheds and Carports. Whether you're looking for a new shed to store your tools or a sturdy carport to keep your vehicle protected, JW's has you covered. Located at 10 Pallet Road in Candler, North Carolina, JW Sheds and Carports offers high-quality, durable structures to meet all your outdoor storage needs. Give them a call today at 828-777-8401 to learn more, or stop by and check out their selection in person. That's 828-777-8401 for JW Sheds and Carports, your trusted source for sheds and carports in Candler.
You're listening to the Mountain Matchups Podcast, your home for Western North Carolina high school sports.
Yo, 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 what up? Welcome to the inaugural edition of the Mountain Matchups Podcast. My name is Caleb Thurman. I'm here with a few other buddies of mine, Corey Thurman, Jason Warren, and Dylan Sims. We're all natives of Western North Carolina, wanting to start a podcast discussing high school sports in the area. So what's up, fellas? How we doing?
Doing good.
How you doing, my man?
Good.
What's going on? Going?
First up, Dylan, you want to say a little about yourself?
Yeah, so my name's Dylan. I graduated in 2015 at Inca. I played basketball, baseball. All of us.
I went there too.
But yeah, I'm a sports fanatic. I just love high school sports, and hoping that we can just watch this grow and just help kids in the mountains get eyes on them. And because I feel like personally they don't get enough looks around here, and I feel like it'd be nice for something like this, other than High School Huddle, which I mean covers here and there. But I feel like this would be a good start, and I'm excited to have y'all here with me, and I feel like it's gonna be a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point, we want to hear from you all. So send us a DM. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Got our email in there too. Comments, questions, concerns, feedback telling us we suck. We want to hear all of it. So hit us with it. Sure. Corey, say a little bit about yourself.
What's going on? I'm also an Inca graduate. 2015, played basketball and football. Now I am trying to get my PE and health degree. Currently teaching ISS at Inca Middle. Enrolled at AV Tech. With plans to transfer to Western, and I am the offensive coordinator for Inca Middle School football team. Love everything sports, all the way down to baseball. Go Dodgers! But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so Corey's he's the play-by-play breakdown guy here, since he's the coordinator. He knows everything about football. We call him Corey Doc Thurman. So no pressure, Corey, but you're going to have to break down every single play in depth. I want to hear about cover twos, cover threes, nickel, dime. Every bit of currency that's left in this game. I want to hear it from you, baby.
We'll talk about the check downs and why we're checking it down. We'll do it all.
Yeah, he's got his mic on that he uses during games, and his wristbands on.
He's got the full headset on, baby. He's ready to go. Coach Corey,
give me whatever formation you want, dog. I got you.
All right. And last but certainly not least, even though we like to make fun of him like he is Jason Warren. Jason, what's up, buddy?
My name is Jason. I graduated from Inca in 2003, so I'm much older than most of you. I wrestled in high school, big-time sports fan, Hornets, Canes, Panthers. Hornets, I have a Hornets jersey on. They're losing by 26 right now. Such is life. Happens. It just happens every year.
Did you play for the Hornets?
I could start right now for the Hornets at the two guard. But, I'd like to – you know, get some exposure out there for these kids. And more importantly, I like hanging out with you fools. So here we are. And like Corey and his, I think Corey's getting ready to go hunting with a headset on. So
This weekend.
Or right now.
Corey's a big time hunter. So I think he's already put in vacation time from the podcast to get out in the woods, which I can't blame him. I've been seeing a lot of deer out there. So I know he's ready and itching to get going.
Don't let my principal watch this video.
So, boys.
Sure, your principal's hurt worse.
let's jump right into it. We had the perfect game to start this podcast on. Irwin versus Reynolds. Irwin, 28-21. They ended the season on a 7-game win streak and snapped a 19-game conference winning streak for Reynolds. It was Irwin's first conference title since 2000. Corey, what'd you see in that game?
So, man, obviously the run game and defense dominated for Irwin in the second half, and that is where it all began. I was actually at the Inca North Buncombe game that night. I was texting my girlfriend, who's a graduate from Irwin. Her little sister's boyfriend is a starting linebacker. Shout out Jaden Holder, leading the team, 5 sacks a game. It's my boy.
What
But
up?
yeah, they got down 14 to nothing real quick. She texts me, and I was like, dang, I thought this was going to be a close one, but maybe not. And yeah, for Irwin's defense to give up 240 yards in the first half and only 27 in the second half, something happened. I don't know if that's, their home field advantage. Their fans are always getting into it, but I got to give credit to Coach Rodney Pruitt because that dude's for real. I see
Yes, sir.
him chewing kids when they need chewing, lifting them up when they need it. And then Milky Ray, man, 97 yards and 2 TDs, all in the second half, right?
Stud,
All in the
stud.
second half. Michael Petty, 10 receptions for 106 yards. That dude's another threat. Lawson Reynolds led the team with 9 tackles. He's also a threat on the offensive side of the ball as well. But yeah, and that's the first time Irwin's beaten Reynolds since I was a senior in high school. And that Irwin team back then, they were good. Reynolds was
Yeah.
too. That's that Rico Dowdle team, so yeah, and a lot of these kids, they weren't even born the last time that Irwin won a conference title. How crazy is that?
Hopefully we'll be able to live in sync or do something like that one day.
Not get carried away.
Yeah, we can't show our bias first episode, Dylan, okay?
What is this, Saturday Night Live?
I'll tell you right now, if I was the Irwin marketing team, I'm getting the Got Milk? Question mark t-shirts. Milky Ray is a animal.
That dude is a certified dog.
He is a stud. He's averaging 112 yards per game on the season. He's got 12 touchdowns. He has just been killing it all year for the Urban Warriors.
Hey, and hey, I was gonna say too, when I knew that those dudes were legit is when they played up against Brevard third week of the season, and they competed the week before with Mountain Heritage. They steamrolled Daniel Boone early, first game, wasn't impressed by that. But then you go into a place like Mountain Heritage, who is freaking loaded this year. Their record speaks for itself. You lose by one, I think it was, at the end of the game, something like
Yep.
that. And then you go in after a team like Brevard dominates Pisgah the first week. And they got a dude that's going D1, plays tight end, defensive end. And then I go watch Irwin play at Brevard, and they score like it's nothing, first possession, and end up hanging 56 on Brevard. So,
Wow. Wow.
I just wanted to mention, I think it's I just want to give a shout out to the Rockets. I mean, they've been going through a lot of adversity, man. I mean, other than the flood, just losing your starting quarterback to another team, leaving in the middle of the year, and them
Yeah,
having to
it's
switch
tough.
up the whole offensive scheme is absolutely insane. I feel like that is just that was me and Corey were talking about that. He transferred to Crest, and I think he's already starting quarterback over at the, but I think that was like a big hit on them. So,
Yeah, y'all don't want my opinions on that kind of move. But
it's.
I get it at the same time. And Shane Laws over at Reynolds, man, he's had them at the under his helm for a while, and they've been successful for many years.
I don't think enough is being talked about in this game of just how competitive Reynolds was.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
Max Guest passed for a touchdown to put him up 21-14, and then he goes down with a knee injury. And then, of course,
So that would be their third string starting quarterback then.
he
Yeah,
was their
that's.
running back,
Yeah, well,
emergency QB.
exactly.
And then Ray goes in, scores 2 TDs to ice the game. But
So that just shows you how much depth Reynolds has talent-wise to still be able to hold on into a game like that, losing your backup quarterback to another then starting playing your third string. Crazy.
Well, there's a good reason why they're not talking about it because Irwin's defense gave up 240 yards in the first half. You're thinking, holy crap, Rockets are going to blow him out. Second half, 27 yards. Total of 27
I don't think they
yards.
came to, they didn't
Crazy.
come to play. I don't know if it's psychological, like we haven't beat them since Pearl Harbor. Like, I don't know what it was. Because Irwin is easily, I'm not going to say easily, that's no, but they're the better team. To give up 240 yards in the first half, good Lord.
Yeah, that's where I'm saying Coach Pruitt ripped him a new one at halftime,
Oh,
and
yeah.
they got the business.
Yep, he
Because
lit a fire.
you got to look at it. You got to go in at halftime and tell your team right there, boys, do you know what you're even playing for right now? Like, imagine all that's on the line. Like, I think that woke him up probably.
Yep, so.
Not to mention Michael Petty had a big game, 10 receptions for 106 yards.
Yep,
Michael Petty,
shout out Michael Petty.
he don't get talked about
That
enough,
was a
man.
huge
That
game.
kid is a
That
speedster.
was huge.
Shout out Michael Petty.
Awesome. They run that fake bubble screen on the outside that they'll lull you to sleep a couple times with it to different people really, and then before you know it, they've either got Lawson Reynolds or Petty going deep on a go route, and I haven't seen them not score on that play all year.
Yeah, Lawson with nine tackles. It was a good defensive game from him for sure. I think
Yeah, he.
he's leading with four picks a year for that
Yeah,
team.
he's got 4 picks on the year.
So it looks like Irwin, who's Irwin playing in the Irwin ended up playing Park Wood in the playoffs,
Yep.
and Reynolds is playing Central Davidson.
Yeah, and
So
I don't know too
Irwin's
many.
gonna win by 50.
I don't know though,
I don't know.
because
It
I
depends if
mean,
they get Max Guess back. I mean, looking at their previous games, he's like he runs their complete offense.
no,
That
he
would be
said
a big
Irwin.
deal.
Oh, Irwin, I'm talking about the Reynolds guy. For Reynolds, that Max Guess dude, he had 200 rushing yards last week or the week before against Asheville.
He's a beast.
I looked up Parkwood on Max Preps, and they had some clips from their last game. They don't have a good record, but they're from Monroe, North Carolina, playing teams around the
Yeah.
greater Charlotte area. They look a lot bigger than teams around here. You never know. You never know. Irwin better come ready to play in that one too.
Absolutely. Anything else on this game, boys? We're gonna keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
So yes, Irwin, 28-21 over Reynolds, their first conference title since 2000. Congrats to them. They went 4-7 last year, 8-1 this year. What a great turnaround for Coach Rodney Pruitt. So there was another unheralded game, so to speak, that was really good, and Jason Warren was able to check that one out. Avery upsets Mitchell 25-21. Warren, what'd you see from that game?
So Mitchell came into the game 6-2. Avery County is 1-7. Is at Avery. I figured Mitchell was going to steamroll him by 24, 21, something like that. Right off the bat, Hodge Pittman for Mitchell, 7-0, runs it in. Eventually went on to have three touchdowns, had a hell of a game. Oak Markland and Caleb Liner from Avery would not let them down. Oak Markland had 182 yards, three TDs, kept getting behind the safeties,
Sheesh.
absolutely dominated them.
Cooking.
Props to Liner. These weren't just little bubble screens or screens that turned into 70-yard, quote-unquote, passing yards. These were bombs. Oak Markland is my player or my pick for player of the week, personally. I know we have our own, but
Hey,
my God.
don't jump the gun. That's a little
Yeah,
teaser for what's coming up. He might be. We haven't
I'm
told
just
him yet, but
saying.
he might be.
It's
But
pretty
props to
legit.
Avery County. Mitchell had a chance at the end, stormed down the field. Carlos Garcia stepped in front of a pass, intercepted on Avery's 20 with, I think, 50 seconds left. Sealed a big time win for Avery County. Now they have a little bit of momentum going into the playoffs. I think they're like a 27 seed or something. But who knows, man? I mean, you get a win like that, you go into the playoffs, you get some, confidence on your side. I'm an Avery County fan. I like it. They played with a lot of heart the other day,
And
and I
it's
appreciate
so
that.
Avery County is making the playoffs at 2-7.
Yep, they are playing South Stanley.
Okay. And that's see, I respect that they can go in somewhere like that and upset Mitchell because I watched him play a few weeks ago after the flood. Inca had to pick up a game and hosted Avery at the high school at noon on a Saturday. And Inca walked all over him. So for Inca to do that to you, then you go in there. You know, not many wins on your resume. One, really, to be exact. And who was that? Rosman, I think. And
Yeah.
to go beat a team like Mitchell, man, that's something special. Those kids will remember that for the rest of their lives.
Can I just
Big
ask,
time, big time win.
how is Avery football making the playoffs with two wins and seven losses?
I think it has something to do with the 1A, 2A
Yeah,
ordeal. I
it's
know
gotta
one
be.
year back in the 90s, Inca made it with one or two wins for
Yeah, a
like.
couple years ago, you used to have to just get like three or four. And Inca, see, and Inca was 4-4 this year on the season, but because they lost to that game to McDowell a couple weeks ago, they weren't in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs and they're ready to roll, baby. Oak
It's awesome.
Markland. Don't forget that name.
Go
Mr. Oak.
Vikings. Go
You can't ever
Vikings.
go wrong if your first name's Oak. I'm a fan. Big time fan of Oak.
Imagine if he was Oak Markland that played at Big Oak Stadium for Robbinsville. Talk about that. That would be sick.
He'd have a statue in there by the end of the year.
So, Corey, you mentioned that Inca was able to dog walk Avery earlier in the season. I think it's only right that we give the hometown team a little love. Like we mentioned earlier, we're all alumni of Inca. So let's talk a little bit about the Jets. Inca didn't have the season that they wanted to in total, but they were able to end on a high note last Friday against North Buncombe. They won the game 14-7.
Yeah, Caleb, so definitely got to shout out my guys, all the coaches on staff over there, especially Coach Frady and Bryson Buckner. Those are my dogs. For everybody that doesn't know, Frady's my brother-in-law. Love that guy. Played
he's mine,
him.
Too.
Yeah, he's Caleb's as well.
Don't take all the
dude.
Credit.
Great dude. Love him. But, yeah, man, I'm incredibly happy for those guys to be able to finish the season at 500, man, going 4-4. They're definitely trending in the right direction. I couldn't tell you last time the Inca had a 500 season, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I'm super proud of them. They're looking forward to big things in the next couple years. Especially the group that I coached 2 years ago, my first year when I first got to the middle school, those kids, a lot of them were starting this year on varsity as sophomores. One of them being sophomore Jaden McElrath. That kid's a dog. I remember him laying a kid out last weekend against North Buncombe. Got purified in him. Great athlete too. And Grady Allison and Gavin Gibson, people like that. I mean, we started, I think, 14 sophomores this year on varsity. And, I mean, that's going to pay huge dividends, you know, moving forward. But, yeah, I'm pumped about next season. I think we're only losing three seniors this year, one of them being Graham Cannon, one of them Logan Weaver. Logan Weaver's averaging 5 sacks a game this year. Graham was dominant on both sides of the ball. He could lay the boom at times for sure. Definitely a reliable hands at a tight end. So we'll definitely miss those guys. But, yeah, these juniors that we got coming back, we got starting quarterback Logan Trantham coming back. He's a junior. We got William Parham, our leading receiver, coming back. And, yeah, you got Landon Wilson, another good receiver, coming back. Chris Bethay, who I actually played football with his brother, Saquon, back in the day, and played basketball with him. That's good athletes in that family. The list goes on and on. You got Tommy McKinney coming back. Kid's only played football for 2 years, and he averaged 80.8 yards a game rushing this year. He's a big dude too. He's not scared of contact. You see him getting fired up on the sidelines. They're a fun group, and I think that they could do something special for the Inca community next year. I'm pumped about it, and I'm rooting for them as always.
Yeah, so Inca finishes 4-4. Unfortunately, they're going to miss the playoffs, but like we said, we think they're turning in the right direction. Got a lot of folks returning next year, and we're excited to see where they go.
Yes, sir.
I want to jump real quick. I don't know why this is, but I have always had an affinity for the Brevard Blue Devils football team. And so I want to give them a quick shout out. I know we didn't talk about this in the pregame stuff, but I just want to talk about them real quick. Corey mentioned that they lost to Irwin earlier this season, week 3, 56-42. Since then, they have won 6 in a row. And get this, fellas, their last 4 games, their defense has given up 13 points total. That includes 3 different shutouts against Chase, Hendersonville, Polk County. They got Anson coming up. Watch out for my Blue Devils. They're coming. They're going to make some noise in the playoffs. So I just
they're good. I don't know how healthy they are still. They might be fully healthy. I'm not sure. But if they are, from the team that I saw play against and compete against Irwin, yeah, they got a chance to do something special.
Watch out for the Blue Devils, baby.
Ricky Brindley said that's the best high school team he's seen in a long time, is what he said.
Those are big wins, too. I mean, they weren't just little close games. I mean, they beat Chase 54-0. Hendersonville 24-0.
I'm telling you. Big wins.
RS Central 48-13.
That's what happens when you got a D1 commit out there playing defensive end and tight end for you, man. Who's going to stop that guy?
Yeah,
see if
so
I can pull it up. See if I can pull it up here real fast for us.
And you got to think, Caleb. So last year, Brevard, I think, went to the third round and lost a close one in the third round. I think it was without him healthy his junior year, and there was one other key defensive player. Imagine those guys get to play in that game. So we'll see.
So the player we're talking about is Dylan Galloway, plays tight end and defensive end.
Yeah, that's him.
6'4", 235 pounds.
He's a hoss.
So he's basically my size.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Minus about 2 feet.
He has a terrible first name, though, I got to say. Sorry, Dylan.
I love it. Love it.
All right, fellas. Let's move on to our next big game of the week. It was the Mountain 7 rivalry that everyone looks forward to in Pisgah and Tuscola. Pisgah wins 10-7 to finish the season 8-2. It was their first game back since Hurricane Helene, which we're all thinking of everybody who's still dealing with the effects from the hurricane. We hope everybody's safe. You're in our thoughts and prayers. But what a bounce back game for the Pisgah to start off with a defensive battle 10-7.
Dude, I'll tell you, I was at this game and I thought Pisgah was just going to run off with it, but what a game from Tuscola defensive wise. Pisgah gets a share of the Mountain 7 Conference Championship with Wes Henderson and Smokey, which is going to be very interesting because Smoky Mountain's coming back to play Pisgah here in the playoffs after losing them at the beginning of the year by 10, so that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, and that's what I've been talking to my buddies about. I think Pisgah came out kind of slow against Tuscola, especially for a rivalry game like that. I don't know, but I'm sure they had a lot of pregame jitters and first time back in the stadium since their field's been flooded for the 100th time, it seems like. I couldn't imagine being especially a senior playing a game like that. But, yeah, if they come out slow against Smokey, man, Smokey is – got a full head of steam. They're gonna run between the tackles and they're gonna compete. Running back Aiden Johnson has 21 total touchdowns on the year, and he's averaging 176.7 yards per game. And their quarterback is averaging 110 yards rushing per game. So they're gonna run the football, and if you can control the ground game, you're a tough team to beat. So Pisgah better be ready.
If Aaron Clark for Pisgah comes out like he did against Tuscola, and this was not even that great of a game for him, and it's still a great game, like 140 yards passing, 13 carries for 80 yards.
I mean, in a 10-7 game, you need every one of those yards.
Yeah, and that was tough running, too. It wasn't like off one or two plays. Like, he did average like 13 yards a carry, but, I mean, that's a tough, hard game.
They're going to miss him next year. He's a key senior for him right now, along with Kenyon Moore as well. A
couple other quick shout-outs. Jake Lowry, 3 receptions for 50 yards and a touchdown. And Bridger Jones for Tuscola had 14 tackles, 8 solo, and 6 assists. That's pretty nasty. You can see why they held him to 10 points.
A lot of tackles, 14.
Absolutely. And that's after Pisgah jumped out 10-0 at halftime.
Dude, that's the crazy thing about Pisgah is – this year, they are losing Aaron Clark and Kenyon Moore next year and Sawyer Ballou, who I believe hasn't ever came back from his injury at the beginning of the season. But they got Landon Pope's a junior. They have Jake Lowry's a junior. And they have Matthew Mahaffey, who's a junior. And all three of those are some dudes for Pisgah. Have been for the last couple of years.
Landon Pope is a beast back there.
You should see Landon Pope wrestle. Good Lord.
Hey, we'll get into wrestling season. I'm sure he's going to come up quite a few times. We might just give him the athlete of the week until the season's over.
He's a freaking animal.
Pisgah wins 10-7. I want to go back to one thing. Corey, you mentioned, or Dylan, that they had a share of the conference championship with Wes Henderson and Smoky Mountain. Quick shout out to the state champion, Wes Henderson women's volleyball team. They knocked off North Iredell on October 31st, 3-2. So props to those girls. That's a huge championship for Henderson. Good for them.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've talked about Pisgah a lot, but, I'm thinking our game of the week might just be Pisgah versus Smoky Mountain in the playoffs. Pisgah,
it's gotta be,
coming into it 8-2, Smoky Mountain 7-3. And Smoky's coming off a hot stretch, winning their past 5 games, and they're looking to get their revenge against Pisgah, who beat them earlier this year 31-21. What do you guys see in that game?
When I look at all the matchups for the playoffs, I mean, you can't go wrong with this game out of all the other ones. It's either the two even seeds. I think Pisgah's 17. I think Smokey was 18. Not for sure on that.
16 and 17.
So, yeah. 16, 17. And then, like I said, Pisgah beat Smoky Mountain at the beginning of the year, 31-21. So, I feel like Mustangs are rolling hot with that 5-game stretch. I feel like they might come back for that revenge.
That's what I've been saying. Like I said, Pisgah cannot come out slow to start that game, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on Ricky Brimley coming from his old school at Smoky Mountain. And all those Pisgah fans, buddy, a lot of them weren't happy with Brett Chappell, who led them to, I think, a playoff season every year he was there. But he wasn't getting far in the playoffs, and they weren't happy about that. So there's going to be a lot of pressure riding on Brimley for sure.
I don't think there's going to be any pressure on Pisgah, to be honest. They've given up 7 points or less in the last 4 games, and giving up 7 points or less in six total games this season.
It's the power P, baby.
Defense wins in high school playoffs, college playoffs, NFL playoffs.
But
defense comes out on top.
But, Warren, are they going to be able to stop Smokey's rushing attack?
I mean, Smoky Mountain rushes 40-plus times a game. But if you stop the run, which I'm sure they're going to plan to do.
If.
It's a big if.
Pisgah's got one of the best defenses, if not the best defense of Western North Carolina, other than maybe outside Mount Heritage or something. If they stop the run, force them to even remotely pass the ball, it's going to be tough sled.
I don't know. This Pisgah team seems a little bit softer on defense than what I've seen in years past.
I just gave you a reason why they're not soft on defense. They've given up 7 points or less.
They haven't played a ton of people, really.
I will admit, if you do look at Smoky Mountain's defense compared to Pisgah's, Smoky is definitely allowing more points. Just for example, whenever Pisgah played Franklin, Pisgah held them to 7. I mean,
I watched that game. Franklin had a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, I'm not fact. Sorry, go ahead, Sims.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Like, you have to factor in opponents. Smoky Mountain's given up 210 points this season. Pisgah's given up like 127, and they're in the same conference. So, defense wins in the playoffs.
Very true. We'll see who brings it Friday night. I'm going to watch that game for sure.
If you do look at Smoky's record, I mean, Smoky's schedule, it is pretty tough too. They don't get to play games like Rosman and East Henderson, and well, they did play East this year, but
they also Smoky scheduled Murphy. They beat West, which Pisgah did not. I mean, anything can happen. It's going to be a good game.
Not just a good game. It is the Mountain matchups game of the week.
Yeah,
Pisgah
baby.
Versus Smoky Mountain. Everybody tune into that. It's going to be a barn burner. Couple other quick games we're looking forward to. Tuscola, who we've already mentioned tonight, versus Hickory. Hickory's 10-0. Tuscola coming in 5-5. Asheville versus Marvin Ridge. Asheville's coming in 5-2. TC's in the playoffs, 4-4. TC Robertson. Irwin versus Parkwood.
Yeah, TC Robertson against Sam Howell's High School.
Yeah, yeah. Monroe.
Yeah, Sam Howell. Yep.
Shout out Sam Howell, Sun Valley.
Shout out third string quarterback.
We don't cover Sun Valley.
How many ACC championships does Sam Howell have?
Who cares?
Gotcha.
Sam Howell. Gotcha.
That is irrelevant.
Gotcha.
You get on this.
Gotcha. I'm just saying. Y'all want to? It's fun.
I mean, you talk about Duke football compared to UNC football right now, right quick.
You want to talk about that Final Four right quick? Yeah, just be quiet.
Final Four. How far did Clemson make it last year in the
Who
basketball?
Gives a crap? You didn't win at all.
All right. We're going off the rails right now, guys. Bring it back in.
That's part of the podcast. We got to go crazy on it.
Yeah, we got to rein it back in at some point.
I'm not going to get double teamed.
Hey, I'm on your side too.
That's getting cut. Irwin 8-1 versus Parkwood coming in at 3-7. You got Reynolds versus Central Davidson, Mitchell versus Warren. How do you say that?
Drawn, I think.
Are you sure?
Drawn. Yeah, drawn.
Versus drawn. Mountain Heritage versus North Stokes. Mountain Heritage 8-0. Shout out to Mountain Heritage.
Very good.
Hendersonville versus Bunker Hill. West Henderson versus South Rowan and Franklin versus Statesville. Those are your playoff matchups for Western
can we get
North
a little,
Carolina.
Can we get a little pick for who's got an upset here? Who y'all thinking is going to be an upset?
I'm taking TC over Sun Valley.
I like
oh,
it.
Oh, nah.
The good thing about TC Robertson is they run the triple option, which you do not see a ton anymore these days, but especially I wouldn't think in high school. So
do we want to run down the list and do picks?
Yeah, we can pick one upset. Let's pick one upset.
I got an upset.
Who are you going with?
Seeding wise, anyway, I'm picking Drawn over Mitchell, 24-18.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I mean, you did see Mitchell firsthand.
After what I saw of Mitchell, I mean, they didn't even play bad, but they just gave up four horrific plays. Good Lord.
Especially to a 1-7 team.
Yeah. Yeah, so seeding wise, that's technically an upset.
I want to say South Rowan over West Henderson because of the Zane McCraw injury, and West has struggled at times this year. but I haven't seen South Bryant, so
It's
not
hard to
sure who
say.
all
It's
they
hard to
play.
say just because we don't really know any of these teams, but I am going to go with Franklin over Statesville.
Okay.
I like that pick. I like that pick.
I just don't think Franklin has the athletes to compete with Statesville.
Or another upset. I mean, you could go Hendersonville too. Hendersonville is a good team too.
Yeah.
Bunker Hill's tough though.
I
Well,
don't
for
really know
my
anything about
upset,
Bunker Hill, but they sound pretty.
well, that was a battle back in the day. What was that, Revolutionary War? The Battle of Bunker
Yeah, it
Hill?
sounds like they're ready to go to freaking war, so I'm not picking against
Yeah,
Bunker Hill ever.
I don't think I want to mess with Bunker Hill.
The Bunker Hill Bears, that's who they are.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
We lost him.
I
No.
bet his phone just died.
All right, so Dylan had some technical difficulties. You'll have to forgive us. Like I said, this is our first episode. We're still working through some stuff, but Dylan's back to talk some basketball in the area. Dylan, what you got?
Definitely. So, public schools don't start till next week, so we got to wait a little bit on that. But we did have some private school matchup last week. Christ School played Covenant Day, absolutely blew them out, 64-24. Their point guard, American University commit Madden Collins, led the team with 14 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals.
Dang. Solid
Heck
game.
of a game from that kid. I'll definitely watch some of his highlights. He's a heck of a ball player. Then we had Mikey Wilkins, NC State commit, with 12 points. Dayson Petty with 12 points, and William Robinson with 10. They're actually playing Legacy Early College tonight, who they played last year and beat them by 10. So that should be an interesting game to catch up on.
As a UNC fan, I am not looking forward to seeing Mikey Wilkins next year for NC State. He's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I can speak on him a little bit. He's the one I'm more familiar with. I actually coached against Mikey 2 years ago, my first year coaching varsity basketball at Inca. We went and played a Christmas tournament at Freedom, and that was when he was still at RS Central. Dude, we walk in the gym, and Inca, we were good that year. We were very good. We walk in the gym. We had one win. We go to play them, and I see this kid, and I'm like, he's going to be a nightmare for us. And he did take control, mostly for them on offense. We were able to end up pulling the win out. But that kid was, dude, he was shooting threes. He was dribble crossover, pull up on people. He was taking them to the rack, two-hand dunking, alley-oops off backboards. And at the time, I had heard he was connected to, committed to Texas A&M. I don't know if that was true or not, but yeah, I'm kind of pissed that he's going to stay.
So, Mikey, come on the pod, bro. Let's talk about it. We promise that me and Corey will be nice to you as Tar Heel fans.
Dude, I'll
Sure.
tell you, I don't see anybody stopping the Greenies in that at all in that division. I mean,
They're always so
back to
freaking
back state
loaded.
titles, bro. I mean,
They're loaded.
they're just loaded. I mean, how many? We had like six on of our top WNC players from that team.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked it out yet, go to our Instagram and Facebook. We've got our players to watch in basketball for WNC. See what you think. But a bunch of Christ School guys on there.
Yep. And as we get out of football season, we're going to transition and be covering basketball more and more. So we'll keep it rolling throughout the year.
Absolutely. Anything else, fellas? This is a good first
I'm
episode. I
good.
like it.
Yes, sir. I like it. Hopefully the people do.
What's our player of the week?
Oh, how could we forget?
Cason Jones?
I don't know. I'm kind of partial to Oak Markland
We can
myself.
all pick one. We can all pick one. Just all
Give
everyone
me
name that.
Oak Markland. 182 yards, 3 touchdowns. I like it.
It's a stud.
Plus, his name's Oak. Can never go wrong with Oak. He's built like Oak. He's strong as Oak. It's Oak Markland. Give me a break. Are you kidding me right now? Yeah, Oak Markland. 182 yards, 3 touchdowns. Big win over Mitchell. Also, a big shout out to Cason Jones. You can go ahead and follow that up, Sims.
Yeah, that was a crazy a kick return, a punt return, and an interception for a touchdown. I mean, that's I
That's a
barely do
try.
that on I barely do that on Madden. I don't even know. That's just incredible.
Well, I do that on Madden like every night, but as far as real life, no,
That's the
I
only
haven't.
chance in your entire life you would ever be able to do that, young or not. Especially can't do it now that you're old as dirt.
Am old. I nearly tore my hamstring taking a crap this morning.
You're aging like fine wine, baby.
Are we going to blur out Jason's muscles for the podcast?
Yeah,
I'm
I'm
just
worried
wearing my
people are
Hornets
gonna.
jersey.
We need
People are gonna
people
be
to not be
distracted.
distracted. They need to listen to us and not be focused on
I'm
Jason's
trying to get us
biceps.
some. I'm trying to get us some views here, so that's why I wore my backwards hat like Sims, and I also got my my glasses in case Sims wore his too. I was going to be like trying to copycat him. The only thing I was missing was the Burt Reynolds mustache. But you're a good looking young man. God, I got to get me a neck. I got to get me a necklace too. God dang it.
This is getting a little too intimate. So with that, we're going to wrap up our first episode. Thank you for tuning in. Like I mentioned, we're going to be trying to do weekly episodes, and we'll let you know when the next one's coming out. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, guys.
Show some love.
Love you guys.